Standing at the Rebalt Monument atop the St. John's Bluff Monday, the land trust Jim McCarthy rattles off some newly purchased tracts of land within eyeshot.
Maybe about 200 yards the east at the moment from the Billy track. We helped the Park Service acquire a tract of land that will allow them to devise a trail system.
From 1999, when the trust was founded, through 2015, McCarthy says the land trust purchased more than 6,000 acres. That number grew to 18,000 acres in 2016. McCarthy, who took over as director in 2014, credits staff for much of the organization's recent success.
I think it's largely because we're really focused. We spend some time on just what is the issue for us? What are we trying to do? And the bottom line for us is we have to acquire more land.
Conservation land buying has become more controversial since Florida voters approved a constitutional amendment diverting more tax dollars to the preservation program Florida Forever. Lawmakers stand accused of using too much of that new revenue on managing existing state lands and not enough on buying new acreage.
There hasn't been any money available to us from Florida Forever, from the amendment with the 2014 version of Amendment 1. On the other hand, it caused us at the end of 2015 to really focus on, okay, how else can we fund things?
McCarthy says the trust is rallying more and more support from land developers. He says if you can convince people of the real monetary value of the natural world, they'll be more likely to sell their undeveloped property to the trust. Despite not receiving the extra state funds he expected, McCarthy hopes to double 2016's successes this year. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.